Good morning.
What a beautiful day the Lord has blessed us with to gather together for worship in person and also online. To God be the glory as we worship Him this day. Are you more likely to believe what you hear on CNN and Fox than what you hear and read from the Bible? Now again, maybe you don't, but do you know people who put more stock in earthly sources than the source which comes from God? How many times has a news outlet had to retract a story? How many times has God had to retract one? If people have a faulty news source, their view on life will be off. Now, what does that have to do with why we are gathered together today? Let's get to the answers. He has risen. Amen, exclamation point. I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His.
We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise.
Give thanks to Him and praise His name.
For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Teach me, O Lord, to follow Your decrees, then I will keep them to the end. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
Please stand. We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. Jesus has said, as recorded in Matthew 22,
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. But we have disobeyed him and deserve only his wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to him and plead for his mercy. Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt. God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, he has removed your guilt forever. You are his own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to his will.
Amen.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. O risen Lord, you came to your disciples and took away their fears with your word of peace. Come to us also by word and sacrament, and banish our fears with the comforting assurance of your abiding presence.
For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. On the second Sunday of Easter, a reading from Holy Scripture, the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, a reminder once again that God indeed does keep his promises. Abraham's descendants are too numerous to count, his descendants by faith. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him, This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join in our psalm, Psalm 89. We don't just have human testimony about the Lord Jesus, we have God's own testimony. A reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Peter 1. For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. John, the 20th chapter. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day. Grace, mercy, and peace remain yours in great abundance. And this thanks to our living Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus this morning. We hear once again these words from 2 Peter 1. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the living Lord Jesus Christ, have you ever been accused of being a liar? Have you lied? You don't have to say that out loud. Your answer, God knows. If you were accused of being a liar and you did not lie, how did you deal with that? Now, if you were accused of being a liar and you indeed did lie, what did you do after that? Did you come clean and confess the fact that, yes, you had lied, knowing that the consequences of admitting that truth may sting? Have you ever accused God of being a liar? Do you know anyone who has? God, you promised that if I became a Christian, I would never become ill, that I would become wealthy, that I would whatever, nothing negative would happen in my life. God, you promised. Did God promise that? Or is that what we think we wanted God to promise? And so did God lie? No. How many times, intentionally or not, do we accuse God of being a liar? But as the Apostle Peter, by inspiration, reminds us, God has no reason to lie to you or to anyone, especially when it comes to the identity and the work of Jesus. God has no reason to lie about who Jesus is, that he is true God, that he has always existed as God. He was there before the creation of the world. He was there at the creation of the world, and he is there ongoing. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he had God the Father's approval on a couple of occasions. The Father not only encouraged his Son, but also those within earshot. This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. The Bible makes it clear, again by inspiration, that Jesus indeed is God, as he has the attributes or the characteristics of God. Not only, again, as we alluded to, that he is eternal, always existing, no beginning and no end. He himself is also omnipotent, all-powerful. He is omniscient, all-knowing. He's omnipresent, present everywhere. And so when he reminds his disciples, including you and me, still today, I am with you always, he means it. Because God the Father, along with God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, have no reason to lie to us. As we'll get into even more so later. No reason to lie about the identity of Jesus as true God and also as true man. As Jesus, as God, has the attributes of God that only God has, he also had characteristics that human beings have. He got hungry, so what did he do? He ate. He got tired. What did he do? He slept. Emotions, situations got to him. He cried. The Bible does not hide who Jesus is as God and as man. Who is here in the flesh, as the prophets testify to. His teachings set him apart as someone not sent by an earthly church, but from God. The miracles that he was able to perform, again, gave testimony to the identity of Jesus as true God who was there in the flesh. They could reach out and touch him even after he rose, as we heard about in our gospel account. The disciples could see Jesus in the flesh, reach out and touch him and talk to him. It wasn't just a Zoom call. God has no reason to lie about the identity and the work of Jesus. Jesus came to do the work that God promised the Savior, the Messiah, would do. Jesus came to die, to give his life as a ransom for many, and so it was important, vital, that Jesus be God and man in one person. Even though we may not be able to comprehend how Jesus can be true God and true man in one person, that does not make it so. Again, while our reason, as Luther pointed out, is a gift from God, and our ability to think through things is a gift from God, at times, well, all the time, that needs to take a back seat to God's word. So Jesus came and died, as we focused on, especially on Good Friday, why he had to do that. But every day we need to focus on the death of Jesus, our crucified Lord, and why he had to die. Not because of any lie that he had developed, even though he was accused of being a blasphemer and a liar. But no, he died for our lies. The ones that we admit and the ones that we hope no one on this side of heaven will come to know. But again, God knows. And so for all the lies and all the sins, Jesus went to that cross and said, "It's finished." All those lies paid for. Not so that you can keep on lying, but that you can break free from the lie. Your sins are forgiven. And you want more proof about the identity and the work of Jesus? We celebrate it not just on Easter, but again in every day of our lives. Jesus lives. He had no reason to lie about that. In fact, he has provided so much evidence about the fact that he is no longer in the grave, and that it is he in the flesh, even though he was truly dead. That evidence is for us, ongoing. He lives. And because he lives, we too shall live. God has no reason to lie about the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Powerful testimony has been laid out before us. The victory has been won. And not just for Jesus, but as we said, because he lives, we too shall live. So indeed, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Even though we may still get sick, even though negative things may happen in our life, we still remain more than conquerors, for those things cannot separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. God has no reason to lie to us about that. In fact, make it clear, he doesn't lie. And so he reminds us through the Apostle Peter, because God has no reason to lie to us, that we do well to pay attention to his word of truth. Because there are many false ideas and beliefs out there, even within Christianity. And so the Lord, again, reminds us ahead of time that that's going to be the case. There will be a time when people don't want to hear the truth any longer, especially about their sins and need for a Savior, so they will gather around them a great number of people who will scratch their itching ears and tell them how good they are. I know you're an active thief, but that's okay. I know you're an active adulterer. That's okay. I know you don't know how to tell the truth anymore because you're so caught up in your lies. That's okay. No, it's not. But we see it happening. And people fall for it. Because they'd rather believe the lie than the truth. But nothing new under the sun. And sad to say, there are many people who will promote the lie for selfish gain. The Lord makes that clear in the Bible as well. That there will be deceivers, many deceivers, within and without the church. Be aware. And one of the great deceiving lies that's promoted within and without the church has to do with the way of salvation. You can earn your way to heaven. No, we can't. Scripture, again, is very clear. Not by observing of the law are we saved. Rather, the law points out our need to be saved, not by anything we do, but by what God has done for us through His Son, the God-man Jesus Christ. But again, our nature, we want to believe the lie that we can do something and that we have to do something. Those words in Ephesians 2, that must be a misprint. It doesn't mean what it says, that we are saved by grace alone, not by ourselves, not by our works. That's a mistake. No, it's not. God has no reason to lie. And to top it off, why God has no reason to lie, look what He was willing to give up for you, for your salvation. He did not ask you to sacrifice your sons and your daughters. He sacrificed His Son. When you look at other belief systems, what are they asking you to do? To make the sacrifices. When God made the sacrifice for you. And so we do well to pay attention to God's word for our own good now on this side of heaven and for all eternity. And so He's given us His inspired and inerrant word, the word which has stood the test of time. People have tried to add to it, subtract from it, change its meaning, but the word is still there. Because as the Lord also said through the Apostle Peter, people come and go like grass that withers and falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And thus Jesus said through the Gospel of John, hold to His teachings. And if you do, then indeed you are His disciples. For you will know the truth, and the truth, not the lie, the truth will set you free. If you hold on to the lie about your salvation, how you have to gain it, the guilt just continually remains there. But you hold on to the truth. As recorded in our gospel reading, for example, these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ and that by believing you may have life in His name, forgiveness of sins and the peace and the joy that come with it, knowing that this is not all there is and that He is with us always, even through the dark times of life. We have life by His name. God has no reason to lie about that. And that also then makes His message, recorded for us in the Bible, very relevant, always timely. There's not a time in our life, in our world history, that we don't need the Word of God to speak its truth to us. And so rightly so, it's described the living and active Word of God. It penetrates into our hearts, pointing out our need for a Savior, while also at the same time pointing out who that Savior is. The God-man, Jesus Christ. And so no apologies for the true Christian message. People may not agree with it. People may not believe it. But the Lord has also said no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. How important it is then that we be the messengers that God has called us to be, so that people have an opportunity to hear the message and by God's grace or the work of the Holy Spirit come to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. and have the true gift of life. Is there ever a good time to lie? No. And when we are thinking about accusing someone of being a liar, let's not take that or make that accusation lightly. And while humans will lie for a variety of reasons, take comfort in the fact that our God, the God of the Bible, has no reason to lie and does not lie, for he is not like us. And does not lie, especially about our salvation. One huge truth then, that impacts our life today and forever is this. He is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Amen. Exclamation point, please stand. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our risen Savior. Amen. We continue with the singing of the hymn verses found for us on page 9. We join now in a statement of summarizing what we believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. We turn now to the prayer of the church on the bottom of page 9. We pray, Lord God, our maker and preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day. You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature.
We thank you.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Grant your blessings to every nation on earth.
Father, whence all blessings come. O Son, dispenser of God's store. O Spirit, bear our offerings home. Lord, make them yours forevermore. Lord, you are the physician of body and soul. And so we commend to your care for healing Shirley Sampaio, who had successful hip surgery this past week. Continue to watch over Arnold Detmer. Help him regain his physical strength. Help Zoe Malone's body heal to a point she can get back into the classroom. Be with Steve Seal as he is receiving treatments for cancer. Bring healing to his body. Help Joan Perlberg recover from a stroke she suffered this past week. As we commend our sisters and brothers to your care for physical healing, we also commend their families to your care as they stand by their loved ones. Refresh each one of these people with the news of the gospel, a gospel rooted in our crucified and risen Savior. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you, that we may serve you in whatever way is pleasing in your sight. Amen.
And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray. O Lord God, our heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
To highlight a few of things, where Bible study resumes again today here in the church proper. We're continuing our look at the scripture passages which serve as the foundation for the beautiful piece of music, Handel's Messiah. So hopefully you can stick around for that at 9:30 here. In the meantime, please fellowship. Coffee, water, sweets are available there in the lobby. At 9:15, we'll continue the Sunday school starting out here in the church proper. If you want to join them as they start their Sunday school session in song, various songs, please feel free to join them in that singing opportunity. I think Aaron, or not Stacy, but Aaron might be out there. Is Aaron out there? Okay, no Aaron. So if you sometime, if you want your picture taken, Mike or I could take your picture. We can take if you have a picture that you want to send in, take a selfie of yourself, send it to Stacy. We'll update our app directory that way. But anyway, anytime, any Sunday, if you see Aaron or Stacy around, just ask, hey, can you take our picture quick and update the directory? And that's ongoing as things change. And also we're updating contact information. So if you've changed where you live, and you're willing to share that with us, or your email, or your phone number, best contact, just send Stacy an email, and we'll get that updated. This coming Friday, we're having another food and movie night, and so the food this time is going to be pizza. We'll sell it by the slice. It'll be available, and then we'll have popcorn for free available during the movie as well. The movie is going to be A Bug's Life. How appropriate, as we went to LWMS meeting in Anderson yesterday, and my windshield is full of bugs. Wow, okay, A Bug's Life. They'll remind me of that as I watch the movie. All right, so 5 o'clock, that starts this coming Friday. Everybody's welcome. Good opportunity and to introduce people to our campus and our ministry. Next Sunday at the 10:45 service, Lord willing, we'll have our examination confirmands. We have 2 confirmands, so we'll celebrate that next Sunday at the late service. Also, next Sunday, we have our Family Connect opportunity. We'll be serving lunch in the Multipurpose Center after the late service. Even though we call it Family Connect, I mean, we're all part of the church family. So everyone's welcome to come. If you can kind of, again, give a heads up to either Ryan or Kaisa about attending. Right, it's next Sunday, right? Next Sunday. Yep. And so either give Ryan and Kaisa a heads up that you plan to attend, or again, email Stacy. We'll track that just so we make sure we have enough food available. Again, everybody's welcome to come. This especially want to get our younger families with children together and get those children knowing each other and playing together and so forth. Jesus Cares will be in person next Sunday as well, following the Family Connect lunch and gathering. And then to see the weekly news for other things that are going on. A little lengthy announcements, but God bless your week in your risen Lord. Thank you.
So do you play the front?
No.
Is that one?